Blog Talk Radio.
Need I my God to thee? Need I to thee? Even though he be a cross, God raised up in me.
Welcome to another edition, or the Christmas edition, of Gospel Gold. I am your host, Reverend Michael Rogers. I'm glad you have joined us tonight. This is the Christmas edition of Gospel Gold. Gospel Gold is on every Monday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Not just another music program. It is a program that is dedicated to the preservation and enjoyment of traditional African-American gospel music. We believe that all the music that we have produced on these American shores has its root in traditional African-American gospel music. You see, it all began in Africa. When our ancestors came to these American shores, they brought with them their rhythm. One of the most unique combinations of contributions was religion and rhythm. It is rhythm that drives the American music. It was work songs in field hollows. These are the basic elements of the spirituals. And from the spirituals, gospel, blues, jazz, rock and roll, and even the songs and music that we have today, all of it has its root in traditional African-American gospel music. There has never been no other event in history that has been more compelling, more convincing, or more persuasive than African-American gospel music. Some of the most beautiful music of all time has been born out of the intense grief and suffering of our people on these American shores. Because of the obstacles that we have to overcome and the adversities that we have been able to overcome, this is how and why we celebrate our music and our words and our books and our poems, and all that we do is celebrated through the African-American experience. It is the Alpha and Omega of God's spiritual principle that plays upon the keyboard of man's integrity. It is a resonance that echoes a sound deep throughout the ages that has surrendered the windows of God Almighty to his creation. The gospel music experience cannot be told in a short story or in a one-hour program, but each week we come before you to bring the very best in gospel, to give you the history of the great accomplishments that our people have made on these American shores. So this is what Gospel Gold is all about. Gospel Gold is not just another music program. I am not a DJ. It is a program where we come each week to recognize and to pay tribute to the historical contributions that our people have made in the music genre. And so it is tonight that we come again to you tonight with our Christmas program. If you enjoy African-American gospel music, we invite you to go to our Facebook page. Go there. Go to the Gospel Gold Facebook page. There you will find all the information about Gospel Gold. You'll find some of the music that we play on Gospel Gold. You'll also find articles about various gospel artists. You will find the link for the program each week on the Facebook page. Each program has its own separate link because all of the programs on Gospel Gold are archived. That means you can go back at any time long after it has been recorded, and you can hear the program in its pre-recorded state here on the Facebook page at Gospel Gold. So we ask that you go there. Go to the Facebook page. Don't forget to like and then share so that others will know that Gospel Gold is on Facebook. If you would like to get in touch with us, you can also leave your comments and you leave your suggestions on the Facebook page. We also have an email. You can email us at gospelgold, one word, at songwriter.net. Gospelgold at songwriter.net. We would love to hear from you. You can leave your suggestions, or perhaps you may have some information concerning some music that we could play, or perhaps you have a suggestion for an upcoming program on Gospel Gold. Go email us, gospelgold at songwriter.net. You can stay in touch with us, and we can stay in touch with you. Gospel Gold is brought to you by, in part, Faith That Lives Ministry. And you, too, can be a supporter of Gospel Gold. Our Cash App is the $ Gospel Gold, one word, the two G's are capital. That's the $ Gospel Gold, the two G's are capital. You can be a supporter of Gospel Gold tonight. We thank God for all of you who have been supporters this year of this program. We have been able to come uninterrupted this year because of the great support that we have received from many of you. We thank you so very much for the support you have given us. Again, that's the $ Gospel Gold. The two G's are capital. You can be a supporter of Gospel Gold tonight. As we start our program, we always start out in prayer. If you don't mind, pray with me. Our Father and our God, we thank you for this night. We thank you for this medium. We pray now, God, that something be said tonight, something be heard tonight, that will encourage your people to keep on giving you the praise. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. It is the songs of the season, the songs of the season that we are featuring tonight on Gospel Gold. It is our Christmas celebration. We're going to be talking about some of the songs and listening to some of the songs of the season. I'm not going to do a lot of talking tonight, but I am going to give you a little history. Of course, here on Gospel Gold, we're always concerned with the history And we're always concerned with origin of songs. And so we're going to talk a little bit about one or two or three songs, but we're going to listen to music tonight. I'm not going to do a lot of talking. This is the Christmas celebration of Gospel Gold. I'm going to play a song, and I'm going to come back. We're going to talk a little bit more about the songs of the season. This is John P. Key, and There Is No Christmas Without You.
Why would it be like?
We're talking about the songs of the season tonight. And of course, whenever we talk about the hymns of the church or songs that have been written in the hymnal or the songs of the season, of course, we talk about the fact that many of the songs that were written by European writers. But of course, on Gospel Gold, you will hear them sung by African-American voices. And to show you what I'm talking about, one of the songs that has been synonymous with the Christmas season is the song Come Ye Disconsolate. Come Ye Disconsolate was written by Thomas Moore back in 1816. The word disconsolate speaks of unhappy person who has been unable to find any consolation or comfort. The word is not found in the New Testament scripture or the New King James Version, but its opposite consolation means the Messiah is calling the consolation or the comforter for Israel. The believers receive everlasting consolation through Christ. If someone is languishing, it means he or she is being drained of vitality. They're weakening with withering away for lack of reassurance and hope. During the severe famine in Egypt, prophesied by Joseph, we read, there was no bread in all the land, for the famine was very severe, so that the land of Egypt and the land of Canaan languished, wasted away because of the famine. According to the promise of Scripture, the Lord is ready to help those who will come to him in faith, and who are the ones who are needing, who need grace, and they need mercy, and they need comfort. And so it is that this man, Thomas Moore, back in 1816, wrote this song, Come Ye Disconsolate. And to show you what I'm talking about, tonight you're going to hear it sung by one of the best, Pastor Shirley Caesar.
It is written in the book of Jeremiah, the 31st chapter and verse 13. But Jeremiah declares, I will turn their mourning into gladness, and I'll give them comfort and joy instead of sorrow. Sometimes thank you.
Featured many types of gospel, the choirs, soloists, quartets, classical even. And one of the most popular of some of our programs was the program on the various choirs. If you will go back to our Facebook page, you'll find there are about five or six different programs that are dedicated to choirs. So tonight, we wanted to come with some choir Christmas stuff as well. We have three, and I'm going to start out with the Colorado Mass Choir, The Real Meaning of Christmas, and then we're going to listen to the Mississippi Mass Choir, Emmanuel, here on Gospel Gold. It's Christmas Celebration.
Yeah.
You're listening to Gospel Gold in Stereo. Our lines are open. You can speak to us directly in the studio tonight. Area code 845-241-9839. Area code 845-241-9839. As we talk about the songs of the season, one of the songs that is so popular during this time of year is Joy to the World. Joy to the World was written by English writer Isaac Watts. It's based on Psalms 98, Psalms 96, 11, and 12, and Genesis 3, 17, and 18. The song was first published in 1719 in Watts's collection, The Psalms of David. To paraphrase is Watts's Christology interpretation. Consequently, he does not emphasize with equal weight the various themes of Psalms 98. In the first and second stanza, Watts writes of heaven and earth rejoicing at the coming of the king, an interlude that depends upon Watts's interpretation more than the psalm text. Stanza three speaks of Christ's blessing, extending victoriously over the realm of sin. The cheerful repetition of the phrase, joy to the world, has caused this stanza to be one of the most popular songs of the season. And so tonight we're going to play that song that was written by that European writer. But tonight you're going to hear it by Walt Whitman and the Soul Children of Chicago, Illinois.
Heaven and nature see, and 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 heaven and nature see,
You can contact Gospel Gold through gospelgold@songwriter.net. That's gospelgold@songwriter.net. You can be a supporter of Gospel Gold. Our cash app is $GospelGold, the two G's are capital. Gospel Gold, the two G's are capital. You can be a supporter of Gospel Gold tonight. On our program last week, we featured a songwriter, musician, and recording artist, Deacon Greedy Walston. If you would go to our Facebook page, you'll be able to hear the interview we had with him. It was a wonderful program. I've gotten several positive responses for that program on last week. Here he is with his Christmas song, The Day That He Was Born, Deacon Greedy L. Walston.
The day that he was born
was a very special day.
In a manger where he laid,
with a pillow made of hay.
Oh yeah. The day that he was born was a very special day. In a manger where he lay, with a pillow made of hay. The day that he was born was a very special day. In a manger where he lay, with a pillow made of hay.
He was born.
Yes, he was.
He was born.
The day that he was born, wise men came from afar. They were guided by a star.
And on this special day, the day that he was born, wise men came from afar. They were guided by a star.
Shining star.
Christmas
Day. Yeah.
They call him Jesus.
Jesus.
bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men.
Deacon Grady Walston and Sister Vicki Stanford, the day that he was born. Of course, the most popular of all Christmas songs is Silent Night. But did you know it was originally written in German? It was called Still Night. It was first performed on Christmas Eve in 1818 at St. Nicholas Parish in Austria. The author is unknown. There were many people who recorded this or did a rendition of it. It was during or after the aftermath of the Napoleonic Wars that this song, Still Night, was written. The melody was composed by Franz Gruber, a school teacher and an organist in the nearby village of Anseldorf. And on Christmas Eve of 1818, he gave the music to a man by the name of Hans Moor, who brought the words to Gruber and asked him to compose a melody or in a guitar accompaniment for the night mass. And after the river flooded had possibly damaged the church's organ, the church was eventually destroyed by repeated flooding and replaced with a silent night chapel. Now, the original manuscript was lost. But the song came back during the time of Mozart and Beethoven. And Haydn also wrote a rendition in 1816. It is the most popular song of the Christmas year, Silent Night. Tonight, you're going to hear it sung by the European writers, by none other than Aretha Franklin, singing and playing the piano by herself.
Oh,
And there you have it, beloved. No matter who wrote it, when it's sung through the African-American experience, it takes on soul. It takes on power. It takes on a sense of mastery. That's what Gospel Gold is all about. We thank you for your time tonight. Our time is about up. We pray that you will stay safe and that you will have a wonderful, wonderful Christmas. Don't forget to give God the glory this Christmas. Don't forget to tell somebody that you love them. We will see you next Monday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, for another new edition of Gospel Go. We're going home tonight with the Sensational Nightingales. Glory to the newborn King.
Mary was chosen as his mother.